One of the year's hottest video games has also been called its most exploitative.
If humanity is to survive, they must stand together and face the rising darkness.
That's Diablo Immortal. Some players have dumped thousands of dollars into the game. Critics say it uses devilish psychological tricks to get people hooked and spending money. Others say the game is illegal. The business model got the game banned in Belgium and the Netherlands. For more, we're joined by Polygon Deputy Games Editor Maddie Myers. Hey, Maddie.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So Diablo Immortal made a reported $24 million in its first 2 weeks. The game doesn't technically cost anything to download. So how do you play it? And more importantly, how did it make all that money?
Well, I think people might be familiar with the idea of a free-to-play mobile game. Maybe they have Pokemon Go, for example,
sure,
which is not decried as being quite as manipulative emotionally as Diablo Immortal. But folks are probably at least familiar with the concept. You download a game, you play it for a while. If you want to advance just a little bit faster, not have to collect all those items all by yourself, you can just throw a couple bucks at it and get those items right away. And that is more or less how Diablo Immortal works. It's just that it's significantly deeper. There are a lot of different kinds of characters you can choose. This is a medieval setting. You're clicking on little skeletons in order to destroy them. You're fighting the devil eventually, hence the title Diablo. And also the amount of things you can buy in the game is astounding. And the more you buy, the better you perform. That's the controversial part.
It sounds like it's just like gambling. I mean, gambling, you hit the jackpot. Here's what can happen when you beat a boss. You'd see this big golden chest burst open, showering you with valuable items and gold.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Isn't that a satisfying sound, too? They always put in that just sparkly sound effect to make your dopamine really surge.
Right, and then your odds of getting great loot go up the more money you spend. So is this game really any different than playing a slot machine?
You know, I would say it's not. And even the original creators of Diablo, which started out as a PC game, have compared the game to a slot machine. Although it's worth noting that the original Diablo games didn't have the microtransactions aspect of it all. You paid one cost in order to download the game, and you'd still get randomly generated loot or weapons or items, I guess I should say. But when you add microtransactions to the equation, you get that slot machine effect in a much more literal way. That's the piece of it that I think may have upset some officials in the Netherlands and Belgium.
So let's get to that backlash. Diablo is very popular. Mm-hmm. Fans got used to buying each title once and that being basically the only transaction between the company and player. Many of them booed when Diablo Immortal was announced as a mobile game all the way back in 2018.
Do you guys not have phones?
Yeah, you guys all have phones.
Everyone's got a phone, right?
But as we've seen, this mobile game model reaps huge profits. So are the gamers who really slam Diablo Immortal just living in the past?
Well, some of them might be, but I think the backlash comes in two different forms, actually. There is a gendered backlash against mobile gamers that is based on the fact that that's a very diverse gaming platform. Everybody does have a phone, after all. But then there's also a backlash against the kinds of predatory monetization techniques that are used in certain mobile games, free-to-play mobile games.
Yeah.
I would also say, for example, Pokemon Go, my go-to example, because it's so popular. No predatory microtransactions there, in my personal opinion. You can buy stuff if you want. It's also pretty fun to just play it without spending a dime. Diablo Immortal, however, I think the backlash, despite that some of it did seem gendered, at least at first, now that the game is actually out and we can see how it's been designed, we as critics and as gamers can tell that unfortunately it is using some of the worst predatory design practices that can be attached to microtransactions. That even the original Diablo games still had that emotional manipulation. Even though you were just paying once at the beginning and there wasn't a dollar sign attached to every treasure chest you opened, those games were still addictive. And I'm not sure if any game that's addictive can ever be fully value neutral. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the developer, though. Activision Blizzard, they're no stranger to controversy. The state of California has sued them over claims of sexual harassment.
Yep.
How are they reacting to these criticisms?
You know, they seem just fine with it.
Yeah.
As of now, the game is at 10 million installs, and Blizzard did an official tweet from their account saying, in just 1 week, Diablo Immortal is the biggest launch in franchise history, suggesting by this tweet that this is a massive win for Diablo fans everywhere, which is funny because critically, this game has been panned by people. Yes, it's making a lot of money and a lot of people are installing it, but people who actually review video games for a living and also user reviews are decrying how manipulative the game actually feels to play. And it makes you wonder, are all those people spending money because they really want to or because they feel like they were tricked into it?
That's Polygon Deputy Games Editor Maddie Myers. Maddie, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.